And yes, even country. So we're looking forward to hearing some of these tunes today. We're going to begin with a band called... A band called The Birds. And they were formed in California in the 1964, and they were hugely popular in the mid-60s and 70s, playing folk rock and later expanding into the British invasion sound and psychedelic rock, and they were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1991. So let's check out The Birds. Their first tune here is called Turn, Turn, Turn. And that was the sounds of The Birds, and a great California band from the early 60s. Next up is a group called Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels. and they're going to play a tune called Rock and Roll. Mitch Ryder first appeared on the scene in the 60s with a series of hit singles, including Devil with a Blue Dress On, Sock It to Me Baby, and many others. And Mitch and his band had continued success into the 70s, and while never achieving his earlier success, he continues to play to this day, even though he is probably approaching about 80 years old, but he still plays rock and roll. Anyway, let's listen to Mitch Ryder and his band, the Detroit Wheels, and a song called Rock and Roll. That's Mitch Ryder fading away there, but he hasn't faded away. He's still playing these days, apparently. And the song was titled Rock and Roll. Next band up, band called Chicken Shack, a little less well known than their predecessors here on the show. Chicken Shack was a British blues band that debuted in the mid 60s. Stan Webb was the guitarist and leader of the group, and up until the present. One notable and now departed member of the band was a woman by the name of Christine McVie, who had great success with Fleetwood Mac. But Chicken Shack was really a blues band, and really leaned on Stan Webb as their leader and their guitarist. So let's check out their sound. This is a classic song and called If I Were a Carpenter.
If I were a carpenter and you were a lady, would you marry me anyway? Would you have my baby? If I were a miller, when my wheels are grinding, would you follow me anywhere to my silver lining? Forget your loneliness, forget your sorrow. I gave you my your loneliness, forget your sorrow. Give me your tomorrow.
forget your loneliness. Forget your sorrow.
Was Chicken Shack, led by Stan Webb, and clearly with that cut not including Christine McVie, her time with the band was much before this, before they became really a blues rock band, and which is they're still performing today. Our next band unfortunately is not playing today, although we have their discs to remember. Taste by Taste was an Irish blues rock band formed in Cork, Ireland, 1966, and they had a great early success with their lead guitarist, Rory Gallagher, a name that might be more familiar to you. The popularity of the band declined, but they still put out some great music, which you'll hear in a moment. But Gallagher went on to fame, and great fame, actually, before his untimely death in 1995. So let's go back to some of Rory Gallagher's earlier work with the band Taste, and this song is called Same Old Story.
Same old story. Same old story.
that was Taste, the first early band for Rory Gallagher before he went on to solo fame, and certainly a great blues player. Anyway, next up, another gentleman with a bit of blues in him, a guy named Robin Trower. Robin Trower is an English rock guitarist who had a great early success with the band Procol Harum, which you, a band you may be familiar with, but he left the band and set out on his own, and as the front man for bands, Trower has had an even greater success than he did with Procol Harum. He continues to tour and record to this day at an age of almost 80. So let's listen to Robin Trower and his song, A Little Bit of Sympathy.
Thank you.
was Robin Trower with offering us a little bit of sympathy. Anyway, a great performer and amazing. He's still producing discs and touring at the age of almost 80. So a great player. Our next band is The Damned. As we move into punk rock territory, Damned are an English punk rock band, initially formed in 1978, who continued to reunite, break up, and play again to this day. Aside from their punk credentials, they've also performed as a goth band, and the stellar members of the band still around: Dave Vanian, Captain Sensible, Paul Gray, and Rat Scabies. Not sure if all those are their correct names, but that's what they go by. They continue as a band, and as particularly popular still in England and Europe. Anyway, The Damned, and this is a tune called Wait for the Blackout. And that was the Damned with their tune "Wait for the Blackout." Great, great group, breaking up and performing regularly. So hopefully people get a chance to see them again. They put on a great show, and they've got a great catalog of tunes. Anyway, as we move into the second half of our show, we're going to start with a band that people may know. Well, actually, it's a couple bands. U2, if that rings a bell, and Green Day. And this is a situation where they have joined together. Although they need no introduction, they've been on the scene since 76 and 87, respectively. But the two groups united to perform a benefit concert in New Orleans following a deadly hurricane there. This was a few years ago. And this song was recorded as part of the charitable effort to try to bring New Orleans up again. So they joined together and put together this song called "The Saints Are Coming." U2 and Green Day, the band, and they were performing "The Saints Are Coming" on behalf of the folks from New Orleans recovering from a deadly storm. Anyway, that was a few years ago, but it's still a great tune, and performed well by them joining together. Our next band is a band called Against Me. They're an American punk band fronted by a lead singer named Laura Jean Grace, and They appeared on the scene in 1997. But in 2012, Laura Jane came out as a transgendered woman, and the band released the album Transgender Dysphoria Blues. The band has continued to record and perform, but are currently on hiatus. But they've put together some pretty interesting music. And this song is the title track from the band, from the record. It's called Transgender Dysphoria Blues, and here it is. Against Me, the band, with their tune Transgender Dysphoria Blues. Our next team up here is the band called The Silencers, a Scottish rock band formed in 1986. And their sound is similar to other Scottish bands like Big Country, which is a personal favorite of mine, the Delametri, and the Proclaimers. The band remains active, but with a diminished profile, but this is their tune as a sing about the razor blades of love.
I'm not afraid to die. so far away. Will you walk through the midnight shadow?
That was the band, The Silencers, a Scottish band, still performing, I believe. And we'll move on to the next band, a band of short life, but significant impact on the scene. Beck, Bogart, and Appersey was a brief rock supergroup and power trio, which included guitarist, of course, Jeff Beck, and bassist Tim Bogart and drummer Carmen Appersey. Although the groups recorded only one album, its influence was considerable. And so we're going to listen to a tune that may be familiar to you called Superstition.
Oh,
And that's the band. That's Beck, Bogart, and Apicy, a super group from the years past. And I think most of those players, and fortunately, actually passed away. Jeff Beck dying a few years ago, very suddenly and very very tragically. Anyway, a couple more tunes for you, if I can squeeze them in here. One is, the first one is by a guitarist named Johnny Lang, a song called Lie to Me. He's another guitar prodigy, having released 5 stellar albums and securing a Grammy Award for his album Turnaround. In his early years, just an interesting fact, Lang performed barefoot, but he's given up that practice after suffering several electrical shocks. So there you go, to guitarists, don't take your shoes off. So this is a Johnny Lang song called A Lie to Me. We'll just make sure Johnny is tuned up here and ready to go. And it looks like he is. So here is Johnny Lang and Lie to Me.
Just stay here tonight.
And that was Johnny Lang, and we're going to try and squeeze in one more tune here, or at least a bit of it. Just going to play some Jason Isbell, of course, one of my favorites, formerly of the Drive-By Truckers, and now, of course, a solo act to great acclaim, and also demonstrating that country music can rock, too. So this is his tune, Decoration Day.
Decoration Day, and I have a mind to roll a stone on his grave. What would he say? He'd say, keeping me down, boy, won't keep you away. It's Decoration Day, and I nearly heal, boys, to put him away. My daddy wasn't afraid. Said we'd fight till the last Lawson's last living day. Well, I never knew how it all got started. Problem with Holland before we were born. And I don't know the name of the boy we tied down. And we beat till he just couldn't walk.